something you wrote a little bit about was those, and you mentioned they're under different titles or name during each war or conflict, but the shell shock type individuals.
It was called shell shock in the First World War. We called it combat fatigue in the Second World War. And we called it a neuropsychiatric evacuation in the Korean War. Just a change of terms for the same situation where a man has just reached his tolerance under fire.
How were those people assessed?
Frank Roach, Dr. Roach, was our division psychiatrist, and he was back in division and saw cases back there until I came back to Easy. He's a good friend of mine from Cook County, and so he asked Commander Ayers' permission if he could just go to Easy. So he came up and was with us, and I have pictures of him.
Oh, he was assigned full-time?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And that's all he did. He took his job seriously. The evacuation rate, if you take 100 casualties evacuated, two of them would be neuropsychiatric in the Marine Division. The other 98 would be war wounds. Of course, this is a wound too, I guess you might say. He would be asked to evaluate the patient, you might call him, the Marine, the evacuee, and determine, did this man know right from wrong? And if he did, was he able to adhere to the right? Or was he unable to adhere to the right? He's ordered into combat, make a patrol. He cowers in the back of his bunker and won't move. Is he a neuropsychiatric? Should he be discharged, or should he be treated, or should he be treated at home in the States, or treated on the in battalion, or back at the medical company? He had all these decisions to make. Perhaps we can get him to the point where he can actually go back into combat.